All right, so let's continue over here. So,
where are we starting from?
Yeah. All right, so we're continuing in the question we left off with in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rif on the one side, versus it's really Rashi and the Ran and the Yad Ramah, about what the Gemara means in lo ton ain ton in lo, right? So Namuk Yosef says there's a machlokas in here, right? And strangely enough, the Beis Yosef couldn't find it. Beis Yosef didn't. Beis Yosef, there's no difference. There's no difference between the Rambam and the Rashi, right? But the Ran and the Yad Ramah are pretty clear. They're pretty clear.
It's very hard to pull out of Rashi, though, no?
Ah, so the what got the Beis Yosef on this track of thinking is the Gemara says that Lo Hayu, that Rav Papa holds that in the name of Rava, that Lo Hayu Dvar Me'olam is a good taina. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
Rashi doesn't.
Call me the chedi, lo the chiri inshi. Right. So he just forgot it. He just forgot it. So the Beis Yosef says. So therefore, if that's a good taina, so that means that. So then that's the same thing. If the guy says it never happened, then what? Then he's off the hook. Like the Rambam says.
He says the Hagdah never happened.
And if he said that it did happen, but I didn't lend him the money anyway, right? Yeah. Like he says later, bring me Edim that I lent you the money, enough of these Edim about the Hodah, then he's Chayev. And that's the Rambam says the same thing. So where's your in over there? What did I say that's wrong? Yeah, so the Yad Ramah and the Ramah and the Ran say that what?
Not a good taina.
It's not really a good taina. In other words, what it really comes down to is understanding the Gemara of Lo Huchzer Kafron.
That's right.
Right? So one more time. And let's just see if so I'd like to see if we can understand that machlokas a little bit too. I mean, it would seem that understanding that machlokas of Abaye and Rav Papa, Abaye and Rava really, should give us a little bit of an insight into that into the sheets. But let's just get the sheets straight again. Okay, hold on. Okay.
But so would we say
that's the question? I mean, if Rashi says that kol milu dekidi lo dechiri inshi, and what does it mean? It's milu dekidi. How do we know it's milu dekidi? Isn't that sort of our whole question? So it comes out that it means to say.
Yeah.
You open it up. Yeah. That the guy says lo yidvar me'olam, we believe him. And we believe him that it's Mili Dikadi. We believe him that he must have just been joking. Right? So isn't that like a taina for the guy? So let's take a look at the Ran. Go ahead, read me the Ran. The Ran is clear. The Ran sheet that's clear, that's not in the back. The Ran in the Chidush Ran.
Yeah.
Right. So what does the Ran say? The Ran says basically what?
Did you email it by the way?
No, I had it from yesterday. That the Ran holds like this, that if the person comes in to Beis Din and says, you owe me money and here are the Edom of Hodah, right? I was here at my Edom that heard you say you owe me money yesterday. So then, if he makes the Taina, I was joking, so then he's believed, right? And he's off. But if he says, Lo Hayu Dvara Me Olam, then what? According to the Ran. And the Yad Ramah. Then all it means is we don't say he's a kofer. We don't say he's a liar. Because normally we would say if a person makes a claim that's refuted by Edim, he loses all credibility. Okay? So the Ran is learning that when it says lo huchsuk kafron, that's all Rav Papa is coming to say. Now, as Abaye said, if the guy walks into Beis Din and says, I never said anything to you. Nothing of this sort ever happened. Guy comes into base and says, you admitted to me that you owe me money. He says, never happened. Two Edom march in and say, we were there and we heard him say it. So Abaye says, Huchsa Kafron. That's it. The guy is proven to be a liar because he said it never happened. Here are flesh and blood witnesses that said it happens. We trust witnesses. So now we have a fact that contradicts what he said. He's deemed a liar, right? A dirty, rotten scoundrel. And we don't accept anything he says anymore, right? Rav Papa comes along and says, no, Rava holds, in that case, he's not Huchsuk Kafron. We don't deem him a liar. Because, this is where it's interesting, because...
He could have forgotten.
It might have been, right, because things that are not important, people don't remember. People don't remember things that are not important. Okay? But the Ron takes it one step further. He says, but that, all that, the Ron sticks, I should say, the Ron sticks very close to the ground. There he says. He says, all that means is, he's not, what? A Kafron. He's not a he's not proved to be a liar. But, what?
He's not off the hook.
He's not off the hook. He still has to explain why he did that. You understand, Gil?
The only thing that I'm struggling with is...
Okay, good question.
Like, I don't know how that...
Good question. Anymore. Very good question. The question is, why is it Bichadi? Okay? So, well, let's just get the facts straight. So that's how the Ron is learning. The Ron is learning...
What's the difference if there are Edom or no Edom?
So if there are no Edom, and the guy says what? You owe me money.
Right.
And he says no.
He says the same thing. No, he says...
He says, I don't owe you money. Then he takes...
No, he tells him that I was...
No, no, no. The guy says, well, what is he
but
saying?
But that's not the same case. There's just no Edom.
Oh, he says, you told me you owe me money?
Yeah.
You admitted to me you owed me money.
Right.
And what does the guy say? Never happened.
Law at
all. Yeah.
So how are we going to know who's what? Who's right? It's just a taina and a denial. Anytime you... Potter, take a shrew and you potter.
And the Edom only work if the defendant had said, you're my Edom that I owe money?
Yes.
So in order to elevate the Edom from just, like the Rambam says, things that people say, derech sicha, we don't take seriously.
Yeah.
Okay? Or at least it's open to the rebuttal that I wasn't serious when I said it.
Yeah.
Okay? In order to make those... just to clarify, Mayor, we're not dealing with Edus on an action. Right? That's like what the Hagos Oshri brings down. We're not dealing in these cases... like the Balamor. We're not proving that there was a loan based on witnessing the loan. Okay? Yeah. If I give you money in front of two people, I don't have to say you're my witnesses. Because they saw the Maisa HaMeschayev. They saw me say...
And that's a higher level.
That's seeing the actual event. Okay? Here, nobody saw the event. But they heard me admit to the event. Now, an admission is not an event. A statement is not an event. It could be, it could reveal a fact, or it could be a joke. It's not clear that he's actually doing the technical maisa of hodah.
Is this only by mamon?
A hodah?
Yeah.
Hodah only works by mamon.
Uh-huh.
Hodah doesn't work by other things.
Hodah? No, I'm saying where he says he's joking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those
is the only
cases.
Time we say hodah is not a problem or doesn't count as anything?
Well, the thing is like this. The point is like this. All they saw is a statement. They saw him make a statement. Right. But the nature of the statement they didn't see.
Right.
They didn't see if it's a joke or if it's serious.
Right, so I'm asking
so
you...
So he has the right to counterclaim it was a joke.
Only by mamon or stam any case?
Well, there's no other case. I don't think there's other cases by that hodah would come into play.
I mean, if you shoot someone and you admit to it, it doesn't...
No, you're not going to be chayev. You can't make yourself chayev. You can't make yourself chayev anything other than mamon.
No. Okay.
Right? You can't be mashia es atzmo.
Isn't that because you're a car with yourself or something?
Because you're a car with yourself. So anyway, so... yeah. What were we doing? With Rashi? Yeah. So according to the Ran, the Yad Ramah, and it would seem Rashi, it goes like this. If he makes the Taina, if he says I was Joe, if he says it never happened, so all Rava is saying is, we can't call him a Kafron on that. Okay? But, does he have to answer the... But he still has to answer the claim.
But then when do we call him a Kafron?
Oh, so we only call him a kafron like the Rambam has. Like if the guy says, I never borrowed the money in the first place, right? And then Adam came and said, we saw him borrow the money. So then we say, he's a liar. And then we won't believe him if he says he paid it back.
Well, we saw him borrow the money?
Right. Something that wasn't trivial. Something that wasn't trivial. Now, the point is, we have to establish him as a liar based on something that's non-trivial. To be a liar, you have to have you have to know that you're lying. You have to deny something, as opposed to forgetting, right? So we say people don't forget significant things. People forget insignificant things. Okay. So if I told you, if you claim that you didn't, if you claim something insignificant, and I prove that it's wrong, that doesn't make me a liar. It just makes me forgetful, right? But if it was something that was significant, like I didn't borrow $100 from you, that's something that you would remember. And then I said, and then I've Aiden, that you did borrow the $100. That shows you're a liar. And then we won't believe your claim that you paid me back. We would have believed it earlier.
But
now we don't believe
it.
If
they saw the action.
If they saw anything that's considered important and significant. Has nothing to do with if it's an action or not. It just has to do with something that we can say you would not have forgotten this. If you claim something that you would not have forgotten, according to our estimation, and then someone says the opposite, you're proven to be a liar.
But if the Eidim were...
But the Rambam says that if he comes into Beis Din and he says it never happened, he's putter. Right? So that's the machlokas. According to Rashi, if you say it never happened, all that does is it doesn't make you a liar. But you still have to answer the claim. You still have to answer to the Hodah. Right. But according to the Rambam, either answer is good. You can either say that I was joking, or you can say it never happened. Either one will get you off the hook. So that's what the Nemuk Yosef was saying. That according to the Rambam, when it says Ihu Kotoin, it's going on either one. Either if he says I was Meshatani Bach, I was just joking with you, or if he says it never happened. Either one is a taina.
And
then he doesn't have to follow up on either one because it's a taina, that's his taina. But Rashi says that the only taina is I was joking. It never happened, just doesn't make you a kofer.
Does Rashi say that we ask him?
Then Rashi doesn't connect the dots. He doesn't follow it through and explain that you'd have to ask him. But the Ran does that. But nowhere does Rashi say that you're putter when you say lo ha'yidvar mi'olam. He just says you're not hopes a kafram.
Right. So I'm asking, is that called toan or not?
Right.
So we're
saying it's not. That's what the Nemuk Yosef is saying. According to Rashi, it's not. It's not considered toan.
No, I'm saying the next step.
Yes, the next step would be a taina.
If he says I'm joking.
Right.
Where does Rashi say that you're not chosar kafron?
That's on the top of Lamed Chof Tes Amud Beis. Right? Lo ha'yidvar mi'olam chosar kafron. So Rav Papa says, name of Rava, kol mili dikidi, lo dechiwi inchi.
In that Rashi, never says you're not chosar kafron.
He says, right, he doesn't say you're putter, he just says you're not a kafir. That's like the Nemuk Yosef in Iran. That's like the Nemuk Yosef there. That's right. That must be. And also because Rashi only learns Elo To'an, the Taina of Meshata Hayisibach. That's where he's really pulling it out of from.
He specifically says
that taina, right? Not in general. If he doesn't make the taina, we're not. He says if he doesn't make this taina, we're not talking about. Meaning that's the only taina that we're talking about.
That's not the only taina.
That's right. Exactly. And we wouldn't make either taina. Okay, but anyway, so let's get the lumdus over here. So let's take a look at the Rambam. Let me have the Rambam. What is the Rambam? The way the Rambam characterizes it. Yeah, he says like this. He says, what does he say? He says, if somebody says these things, we don't say he's a liar. Right? Why? Sharei lo omar lohem atem edai. Right? He didn't tell them, you're my edim. Vidavar she'eino edus, ein adam zochro. So the Rambam says that what is it then? If he doesn't say Atem Edai, it's a Dover She'eno Edus, right? It's a Dover She'eno Edus. So he considers it to be non-Edus. Okay. Hold on. And then again, he summarizes again in Ches, right? Afal pisha hamatmin edim eino edus. That's not edus to hide edim. V'cheina moda me'atzmo v'edim shomin oso. That's also not edus. V'cheina omer l'chaver b'fnei edim manu liv yadecha v'am lohein. Right? All of those things are not edus. Kol elu advarim u'kiyotzi bohen. So what are they? That's the question. So what are they? Kishe yavo'u le'beistin omrim le'nitba lama lo titin l'zeh ma'shiyesh etzlecha. We say to the nitba, why don't you give him what you have of his? Okay? Yeah. So how is the Rambam learning all of these? In other words, what role does this type of testimony that's not Edus play? How does it work? How does it work? What is it if it's not Edus?
Meaning that he didn't say Atem Edai?
Right.
Evidence that the link took place. It's just a lesser. It can't be called a kofi.
Okay, good. So Avi's saying it really is just gives him a good claim. It gives the claimant a basis to claim on. In other words, you have to think in terms of din. Like I said before, there's such a thing as a taina. Once a taina is made, what does it demand? A response. If someone has a good taina against you, and you don't have a good response, you'll lose. Okay? But certain things are a taina, and certain things are not a taina. So the Rambam is learning, apparently that's the way the Rambam is learning this machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Okay? Let's see if we can understand that machlokas a little bit, right? Abaye says, if the person says lo huchsak lo hayu dvarim me'olam, he's huchsak kafran, he's a liar, and then we won't believe him anymore. But Rava says he's not kol mili dikidi lo dechiri inchi. Let's see if we can define that machlokas a little bit according to the way the Rambam is learning. How do you define the machlokas? Right, Abaye says, let's go again. Abaye says, Lo shanu el da omer mishata anibach. Ova lo hayu dvar me'olam huchsa kafra. So what's the difference between the response of mishata anibach and lo hayu dvar me'olam? Just simple. Let's just go back to basics.
What's admitting it.
So in other words, mishata anibach is meeting the claim and refuting it. Right? It is responding, it's addressing it. Okay? Lo hayu dvarim me'olam is just denying it. Right? Is not explaining it and undermining and neutralizing it. It's just a denial. So what does Abaye learn? So Abaye learns like this. He says, when are you huchsa kafran? Why is he considered a muksa kafran? Because he's denying that which is supported by Edus.
But I don't understand if they're not. But
right,
he didn't say Atem Edus. How are they?
But he said it never happened. We're just working with Abaye. We're not getting into the idea of law of midi dechadi. Abaye is saying that since he denied that it occurred, and Edom say it did occur, he's huchsa kafran, right? In other words, you have to, in terms of the claim itself, if a person denies the claim, right? If he denies what is being claimed, what's being claimed is here, you admitted to me in front of Edom. You said this to me in front of Edom. And he says it never happened, and Edom come and say it did happen. So that's what Abaye says. That's Huchsa Kafran. Okay? That's Huchsa Kafran. If he would have said it happened, but I meant this, that would have been great. But he didn't. Okay? He didn't. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
So Abaye therefore says once he is wrong on a fact, right? Once he's wrong on a fact of the claim, he's hufsal kafron. And then we won't believe him if he says, I was joking anymore.
So how would he understand the word Rava?
Whereas Rava holds what? What does Rava hold?
He just establishing that he's not hufsal kafron.
But how? How?
You have to contradict.
So it seems like this. It seems that the Rambam is learning that Rava is establishing this principle here that things that are not said, if it's not preceded with Atem Edai, it does not have the status of Edus. And Huchsa Kafron is only Keneged Edus. Okay?
Correct.
In other words, that might be, according to the Rambam, exactly what Abaye and Rava are arguing about. But what comes out according to Rava? In other words, because the problem is like this, how do we know that he's not denying something? How do we know he's not a kofer? Because it wasn't serious, but maybe it was serious, maybe he is a kofer. Shouldn't we first, doesn't he have to tell us it wasn't serious, and then we would believe him that he doesn't remember? Of course, it becomes a circular problem. But if you consider that to be an entity of Eidos, that he can neutralize by saying, I was joking, but it's presented to us as Eidos. So then, when he denies, that's what Abaye would say. If he denies an entity of Eidos, and that is proven to be true, he's Huchsa Kafran. But that's why that could be the Rambam's Svar over here. The Rambam is learning from the fact that he's not Huchsa Kafran shows you that it's not an entity of Eidos.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you only can be Muchsak as a kofer on something that is established via Eidos. Because something of Eidos is not you're not considered to. He says Adam Ain. He says Davar she'eino Eidos ain Adam Zochro. Ulfikachim Omar lo hayidvar meolam lo huchsak kafron. But what comes out of Abaye and Rava that we hold like Rava, and that means to say that we don't consider it, since it wasn't said with as Atem Edai, it's not considered Eidos. It's not considered Eidos. So when he said it, he didn't say it in a way that had a significance to him. Okay? Yeah, so what's the machlokus of Abaye and Rava? So it's a tough machlokus. In other words, that's the crux of what the Rambam is saying. If you take a look at the next parak, he says, Hamode bifnei shnayim, sheyesh leploni etzlo mona, v'omar lohem b'derecho doya, v'lo derech sicha, afal pi shelo omar lohem atem edai. Alright, that's a little bit interesting. He says you can do it, you can accomplish the same thing as atem edai in doing it derecho doya. V'afal pi she'eina tovea imo, harezu edus. Okay, now as the Rambam holds, there's only two ways of speaking in front of Edom. Either you're speaking derech sicha, which is just not an inyan, you're not being magid any edus, or you're saying it b'derech testimony to them. When a person says it without saying atem edai, it doesn't have the status at all of being of him giving edus, and therefore Rava says we don't consider it a huchsak kafron. But what validity does it have? So I'm saying, according to the Rambam, all it does is it gives the Toein
something to claim,
a good Taina. But in Taina, all you have to do in Taina is not to leave it unanswered. In other words, all you need to do to win against the Taina is to
counter Taina.
So it doesn't is to
counter Taina.
So that's why Lo Hayidvar Miolam works.
Lo Hayidvar Miolam is also good.
Right.
The only thing, that's what the Rambam is trying to explain in Ches. He's saying the only thing, why does Rambam say, Afa pish hit me all these things, he says, Kol el dvarm kizben, kishe yavou le beistin, omrim le nitba, lama lo titin le zem mashiet zezacha. He's saying, what is he saying? He's telling you all of these things that we spoke about before don't have edus, but they give taina. So now when a guy comes in with this, we say to the nitba, answer the taina.
Yeah. So it's not the final straw,
it's not
but it's
proof.
Something.
It's not proof, yeah. But it's part of his taina.
Even if it's real Eidos, it's not a proof.
So it has to be, hold on. So then he says, So now the question is, what is considered an answer to that kind of a taina? Okay? What is considered an answer to that kind of a taina? Let's put it this way. So the Rama says, first we try to see if the guy will admit to the taina. You understand? We say to him, no, he has a taina. So if he says, if he pays... I'm sorry. Omar ain lo etzli klum omrim lo valo ato amarte bifne elu v'kach o atem hodisa me'atzmecha, or you admitted it. No, that's part of his taina, that you did all this. So then if he's oma v'shilem, then that's good. No, as a guy comes in with a taina and the other guy admits to it, fine, everything's good. Vim lo to'an ain to'an in lo. But if he has no response, he has no counter taina, then he's going to win on his taina, because he's basically moded to the guy's taina. Okay, but he's not winning on the edus. He's winning because he was moded to the taina.
So,
but if he's taught on anything at all to refute the taina that the person was bringing, then it's a taina against the taina, and you never chayev to pay if there's just a taina against the taina. You just take a shvua and you pater. But interesting, what's the shvua that you take? He takes the shvua. Shalom last biya. I'm sorry. Vinish the Ram holds the shvua is on she'ein lo biyado klum. That's what Ram says in Vav. What's the shvua? The shvua is, I'm sorry, Mary, hold on. The shvua is, I don't have anything of his. What does that mean? It means to say that Taino was, all of this, he's not really about the Edom. It's about the original money.
And his Taino's not refuting the Hodah.
Right.
He's refuting the loan as a whole.
That's right. His taina is refuting the loan as a whole. If he's moded to the hodah, then he's stuck because he admits the taina. He can't refute the loan. Right. Because the taina was the, you understand?
When he says Meshata Ibah, then what's his, then his taina is against the taina to the loan.
That's right.
Well, that's good.
He admits to,
in other words, in order to be a good taina, it just has to be that it's not admitting the taina. That's all the Rambam holds. It doesn't have to explain or refute it. It just has to be a non-admission of the taina. Okay? So if it addresses it and says it was a joke, that's good. Or if it says something that is in line with it being a joke, that's also fine. As long as he's not admitting to the veracity of the taina. Okay? In other words, but the point is like this. It comes in as Ein Edus. And the only way he can lose is if he gives a hodah to it. He will not lose as long as he is not admitting to the taina. And non-admission to the taina that I owe you the money because of this hodah.
What's the case where he admits to it?
That's what it was. Im omad v'shileim reza mutav.
Oh.
Vim lo ta'an, or if he doesn't say anything, he's just quiet. Then that's considered that he left the taina unanswered.
Right.
The taina that's unanswered.
Like that.
No. He just left an unanswered taina.
He's just quiet then.
Then he also has to pay. Ain toin in law.
Because
he has a taina against him. He has to address a taina. In other words, all the Rambam is trying to explain to you, based on what the Rambam is learning, that these Gemaras are telling you is, until you say Atem Edai, we judge everything on the basis of taina. Every taina has to be judged on its own basis. If the taina is you borrowed money from me, that's one kind of taina. If the taina is you are moded to me, that's another kind of taina. It's called Hilchos Toin Venitin. That's a whole set of halachos about taina. Don't ask me why didn't he just say that make the taina you gave me money, because he felt this was a stronger taina. I mean, obviously he's making that taina too, but this is a better taina. Whereas Rashi is learning that what? Rashi is learning what? Rashi seems to be learning differently on this. Not that it's not Edus, but what is it? When they come in and they say, we saw him admit that you borrowed money, Ram just writes it off as non-Edus. It's only something that could bolster his taina and produce some sort of a hodah, some sort of an absence of a response to a taina. But Rashi's learning is more than that. What's Rashi learning? How does that function? What is it? It seems that Abaye is learning. You go ahead.
So the status is unclear.
Exactly. It's like an Edus Tluya.
Right.
It's like an unclear Eidos. It's unclear if it's Eidos. Its status is hanging. It could be Eidos or it could be not Eidos. But it must be clarified.
Based upon the response of the Nitan.
Based upon the response of the Nitan. Okay? And all that Abaye now, but Abaye and Rava's argument is much better now, according to Rashi, the machlokas of Abaye and Rava is easier to understand. Okay? Because according to Abaye, he produced an entity that has some identity of Eidos, some status of Eidos, and he's denying it. Okay? And unless he undermines its Eidos, he has the obligation to define it as non-Eidos, otherwise it stands as possible Eidos, and now he's Huchsa Kafron on that. But according to Rava, Huchsa Kafron is only if we can prove you're a Kafron. But since there's a possibility of it not being Eidos, we can't prove that you're Kafron. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't now have to address the Eidos itself.
You know what I mean?
Let's think about this problem. Is it a contradiction in Rava? Is it a contradiction? Mm-hmm. Why is he not Huchsa Kafron? So say it's Mili Dichdi, right? But if it's Mili Dichdi, then why do we have to? Why does he have to address it?
Because it still allows for the.
In other words, doesn't it become a funny thing according to the Ran? That why is he not considered a Kafron? Because it's Mili Dichdi. But then how does he remember it to say, I was joking? So they're not learning that a person has no memory of something that was Mili Dichdi.
Defending himself.
Right? Can't learn that. Can't say that when it says Mili Dichdi lo Dichiri Inshi, it doesn't mean that they have no recollection of it. Because then how could he say Mishata Isibo?
Unless he says, like, if it happened, I must have been joking.
I must have been joking.
Right.
It's a good question.
It just
in other words, how would the case go down? Yeah. Now, as he comes into base and he says, here, Aiden, that said you admitted this to me. He said, he comes into base and says, he said, you admitted this to me. He says, never happened. Brings in the Aiden that witnessed it. So now, Rav is going to say, well, he's not definitively a liar. Why is he not definitively a liar? Because it's possible, right? Because you can't prove him as a liar. We can't prove him to be a liar since there's a possibility that it was Mili Dichdi. And if it were Mili Dichdi, then we would say he must have forgotten it. So we can't establish him as a liar because the statement comes in somewhat of a undetermined state. Right? I'm not sure if it's Mili Dichdi or Mili De'edis when he said it. We're not sure how he said it. So we can't define him as a Kafron when there's a possibility that it was Mili Dichdi. Okay, but then what's the next step? But then what's the next step according to Rashi? But then he has to explain why he said it. That's what the Ran says, right?
Yeah.
Then he has to explain why, in fact, he did say it. So does he have to remember it now? In other words, they're learning as different. I mean, might be a little difficult, but they're learning like this: that the statement in front of Edom, when you do a hodah in front of Edom and you don't say Atem Edai, it's not like the Ram says. It's not like it's a nothing. Not like it's not Eidos. It's Eidos subject to your taina of Meshata Anibach. Okay. Now, as you have to, he's learning the opposite from Rambam. Not that it's not Eidos, it does have a status of evidence, but it's not conclusive, right? Because since it was only an Eidos of a Hodah, then you have a taina to explain that it wasn't a true Hodah, right? It wasn't an Eidos on an event, it was Eidos on the Hodah. So, if it's subject to your, it's Eidos subject to your explanation, subject to your response, okay. But they're learning if it's given and not and the Eidus is not explained, then the Eidus stands. Okay? In other words, I want to make this very clear. According to the Rambam and according to Rashi, on a certain sense, it's the same thing that's playing out. What's playing out? Something is being presented against the Nitan, and his response to it will potter him. His lack of response will be machayevim. But the Rambam is learning it's all taina. Okay? All it is taina. Whereas Rashi's learning that the Eidus itself is an Eidus that's subject to rebuttal from the Nitan himself. But it comes in as an Eidus, and if it's rebutted, then we'll accept his rebuttal. But if it's never rebutted, then it stands as Eidus. Therefore, Abaye says, Huchsa Kafron. Because it came in as Eidus, and he didn't rebut it. He denied it. That's exactly why Abaye says Huchsa Kafron. Because the Chefza that came in had an identity of Eidus, and he did not offer his rebuttal, so he's just a Kafron. Rava says it's true it came in as Eidus, but since it's subject to rebuttal, we can't say that it's definitive Eidus. And in order to call a guy a kofer, it has to be absolutely, definitively kafron. Since there's still the possibility that a rebuttal would have removed it, his denial doesn't make him a kofer yet.
So when he says that this never happened, what do we consider?
He still has the opportunity for rebuttal. But in other words, it's an interesting kind of I think for Rashi, the machlokas of Baye and Rava is better. It's easier to understand, at least. Because you have a certain phenomenon where it's coming in its default state is Eidus. So he denies Eidus, Huchsa Kafron. But since it's subject to rebuttal, you can't say it's absolutely definitively Eidus. So Rava says, according to Abaye, all you need to be Huchsa Kafron is to deny an entity of Eidus. According to Rava, it has to be that there was that you were disproven via Eidus. But since this thing is not possible, anyway. So that's what Abaye holds. But Rava holds that you can't say that it was proven by the Eidus, because there's a possibility that the Eidus could be rebutted. So it's true as it came in and as it stands. So, and if it were rebuttable, then it wouldn't be a proof. All right, let's think it through a little more. But anyway, he holds he's not Huchsa Kafron. He still has the ability to rebut. But that's all he has, is the ability to rebut. If he doesn't, it still came in as Eidus, and now it's unanswered Eidus. In other words, the point I'm trying to make is Lo Hayu Dvarim Me'olam is an answer to Taina. It's not an answer to Eidus. All it does, but since that Eidus is rebuttable, Rava says we won't make him a kofer yet until we hear what he has to say about it.
Even according to the Rambam?
No, only according to Rashi.
Because the Rambam considers that it's a taina.
Rambam says it's only taina.
Yeah. You can never rebut Eidus.
You can never rebut Eidus, right?
But the Rambam says.
Well, it's almost right. Oh, right. There's one case, and we'll get to another time, yeah. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Rambam says.
Haspias atzmoy holds again.
Oh, right. Even if you say atamedai?
Well, that's a big machlogos in the Achronim.
You didn't say atamedai, according to the worst thing, it's still a taina.
Yeah. Right. That's okay. I think that's the way the Shach learns. It's a big machlokas, and this Rambam's on the first Rambam Zion, what he means is not clear. But that's the big question. If he says Atem Eidai, can he still make the taina of Laspias Atzma? Mm. Right, but according to what we're saying, he shouldn't be able to.
Once it's Eidus,
right.
Taina's not going to help.
Why would he bother saying Atem Eidai if he was just being Laspias Atzma?
Yeah, it's tough.
Rashi holds you can.